All right, I'd like to call the Park and Recreation Commission meeting to order at 6:32. Pledge of allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please, Gloria.
Commissioner Chase is absent. Commissioner Carver is absent. Commissioner Plikas. Commissioner Plikas.
Present.
Commissioner Schober.
Present.
Commissioner Barlow.
Present.
Commissioner Beaupre is absent. Commissioner Hillman is absent. Commissioner Mathewson is absent. Commissioner Stone.
Is present. We do not have a quorum, so right now this is just an informational meeting. Everybody got tickly throats? Alterations to the agenda? Alterations to the agenda. Okay. Yes. We can't really, because it's not really a meeting, right?
You don't have a quorum, so you can't make any alterations.
Right, that's true. Okay.
This is all for naught.
Remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda. Remarks from the public? Remarks from the public. Okay, we are going to have to skip the next motion.
Yep.
We'll save that for next time. And, okay, Recreation Director's Report for information only.
As always.
As always.
Yes. Yeah, we had this past weekend, the Easter egg hunts were obviously scheduled for Saturday, but we postponed to Sunday. We still had a pretty good turnout for the afternoon, kids 10 and younger, and we can go back. And then the night one, we had, I believe, only 8 kids not show for most likely the rescheduled. So that went pretty well. We had quite a few donations from some new vendors in the area, which was nice. Domino's Pizza gave us 60 certificates for the kids to use for breadsticks or twists or whatever they have. So everybody got one. And Texas Roadhouse gave us a lot of kids' meals for the younger kids, so that went really well as well. So it was a great turnout, so we were pretty happy about that. This week I usually interview all of our candidates for summer camp positions that are in at least the high school and if any of the college kids are around, so I've been doing that all week. Probably only need 5 or 6 positions to fill. Everybody else is returning from the previous year, so that'll be helpful. Camp will be a tile this year due to the construction going on at the high school on the track and the field turf. And the big news about summer camp is that the grant that the school had received for free breakfast and free lunch has ended. It was only a 5-year grant. And due to COVID, it ended up being 8 years. So thank you very much. So the only way we can offer free breakfast and lunch to all of our campers is if 50% of our kids qualify for free or reduced lunch. So I've had the school send me that form to fill out. The parents need to fill out. I don't fill it out. And hopefully we will be able to get up to the 50%. But I do recall, I think it was about 10 years ago, Mayor, that we kind of did the same type of thing, and we only reached about 30% of our kids. So we'll have to wait and see on that one.
And you could still do that if you've got enough kids, you could still do that up at Tile?
Yes, yeah. The program actually offered lunch, breakfast and lunch to our camp, Youth Services Camp, and then there were 3 or 4 locations in town that they right here at Town Hall, where anybody from the community, 18 and younger, could go there and get free breakfast and free lunch. So they kind of stationed themselves in different spots around town. So that worked out really well for them. And then I have all the concerts for the 8 weeks, which is a couple more than we had last year. Those are all been scheduled. The community booklet will be out May 8th. And I guess the only other thing I got going on, I guess, is I'm meeting with George Krause from Stonington, who is a pickleball instructor. So we are meeting next week. And he, tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday, right? Too many kids in a row. Tomorrow about potentially having some classes coming up for our community.
Okay. Any questions? All right. Can I make note that Mr. Beaupre, Commissioner Beaupre, has arrived at 6:35, and we now have a quorum. 6:37? Okay. Maybe my phone died.
I was giving you 6:35 of my book.
All right. So we're going to back up one step. And to consider an act on a motion to approve the meeting minutes of March 19th, 2025.
Make a motion. We accept the minutes.
Second it.
Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion approved. Mission approved. Okay. Report from finance.
Of course, we're getting towards the end of the year, so you see a lot of those accounts are pretty well spent down. The big one that's kind of left is the summer camp, and of course, we'll have about 2.5 weeks of staff going through, so that number will drop considerably once June arrives. And other than that, we'll just keep an eye on things, and if we need to make any adjustments, line item by line item, we'll bring them to the commission here for that to happen.
Do you anticipate any issue with staying within the overall budget for the year?
Like the bottom line?
The bottom line.
The bottom line, no.
Okay.
Only once in 15 years has it gone over, and that was only by a couple thousand.
Yeah, and I know a few years ago we had to...
There were several adjustments.
Move a lot of adjustments, and last year we didn't do any. Our finance did them all, so I don't really know what the rules are.
Well, there's a new sheriff in town, so... And a mayor, too, for them. No, there is a new finance director in town, but for the most part, it's done by the departments.
Yeah, and
in
somebody
our
has
case,
to
by the commission. So
right. Like I said, last year we didn't do that. Somebody else just kind of did it. And then the what do we call it? The fund balance, Fund 079. Looks like it's got, what, about 61,000 still in it?
Yes.
And then the only question I had was, for all our programs, we collect revenue, we pay our instructors, and that's annotated on this recreation program and events. I imagine that's the expenditures. Why doesn't gymnastics have expenditures?
Why they don't?
Yeah, there's nothing listed here for an expenditure.
Oh, I actually didn't bring that with me. The only expenditure we have for that one is we pay the ABC Gymnastics Company, who sends their instructors here to do the classes.
So that wouldn't show up?
It actually ended yesterday. So that she probably hadn't put that in there because she did the report prior to that.
It was just a question. It said it was NA. But
yeah, we start next week with a new session.
Okay.
Yeah. But again, that one doesn't, we charge, like everything else, $10 more than what they charge us for a resident, and 15 or 20 for the non-resident. so it's always a profit.
And then just so everybody's aware, we talked a little bit earlier, probably late last year, about rental fees that we charge for our different facilities. It kind of got pushed aside. Pete's going to take another cut at coming up with some newer rental fees. Maybe for the next meeting we can put them out there so we could start using them this year, as because the rental of the pavilion and stuff will start picking up.
So. Yeah, we've actually had quite a few rentals already all the way through September, so it's filling up quickly.
Yeah, I drove by. The pavilion looks beautiful. Yep. Yeah, I mean, it really came out nice.
Actually, so. There's a rental of the small pavilion this weekend. Boy Scouts are camping overnight.
Okay.
Yeah, 50% increase.
Good luck.
Chilly.
All right, thank you. Main newsletter.
So lots of things obviously coming up. Was fortunate enough to finish the summer concert series, so that's in there. The farmer's market starts in June. We got a Mother's Day event coming up, the carnival tag sale, Mother's Day. Dance camp. So all that's in there. That'll be coming out 1st of May, which is, 2 weeks from now? 2 weeks from now?
The only thing I noticed on the dance camp, I don't see dates on there. It says Monday through Friday. Monday through Thursday. Got hours, Monday through Thursday, but it didn't really...
Oh, yeah.
I didn't really see any...
Well, I think when she increased the size of that picture, it looks like it cut it off. Oh, yeah. We'll have to
fix that. If you could just look, make sure that gets put in there. And then, the ones I sent in your copies had the wrong vice chair, but Pete had fixed that and gave me new copies. I just didn't resend them to everybody. But anybody have any comments on the main newsletter? Now, you said something about the... Did anybody have any comments? I didn't even listen.
No.
Just rolling along, babbling over here. As far as the community booklet, we don't usually see that before it goes out? Just all the departments look at it and send it out?
No, it's pretty standard. It's... The ongoing programs are in there, summer camp, all that kind of the stuff. And the concerts and, everything that's in the newsletter is in the booklet for the most part. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Unfinished business. Desjardins Park basketball court replacement. So the discussion came up. I don't know if everybody remembers. So that went out for bid, and it went out for bid to basically repave it, paint the lines, and put new baskets in. And the question came up over the last couple weeks is whether we wanted to paint the courts. So the Camp Oakdale courts are going to be painted blue.
Green.
Just like they were, with a tan outer border and then the white lines, right, basically?
Yes.
So the question came up of whether we wanted to paint the Desjardins courts. And that wasn't in the original budget. They would need money for that. And it's in here, so I think the... estimate is about $5,000 to do that. It's $3,369 for the paint. Pete, did you ever get an answer about how much labor charge would be?
No, John is on vacation, I didn't get that
from
him.
So I guess it would be about $1,600 to do that.
It was my understanding, and I guess the mayor can chime in with this because he was part of that discussion, that the contractor was going to donate his time.
Well, there's some options here. So that would be That's what the cost is. The contractor said he would donate the labor to paint them if we let him put his logo on the courts. So this is open for discussion. My opinion is, you know, the Desjardins courts are not heavily used. We, I think, purposely didn't include painting them in our, when we sent it out for bid. They were blacktop and paint originally, and that's what we, you know, what they'll end up being now. But I wanted to bring it out to the rest of the commission and get your thoughts on it, and then we can take a vote as to what we would like to see done out there.
Can legally he put his logo on a town property without?
That's what they're proposing. I mean, that I personally would never support that. But again, that's just one man's opinion.
I kind of agree with it because it's town property. It's not.
Well, don't forget, like the school, they rent space and we hang banners at the school for money. That's the society we're in right now.
And we have that at football. You know, football has sponsor. It's basically a sponsorship to put his name
that's
on.
That's a sponsorship.
Right. It's a sponsorship, right. And basically for whatever.
Bill, we paint over it.
That's kind of why I wanted to know what the labor cost was to see what we potentially would be approving here.
Is he painting it on there? Or
yeah, it would be.
His logo?
Or is two by two, you know, 2 foot by 2 foot logo.
Like kind of like two corners.
In a corner or something?
On the sides or on the corner, yeah. That kind of thing.
So it would just cost you material.
Yeah, we would have
to come up with $33.69.
Yeah.
To paint those courts.
Yeah.
So.
Do we know if the paint, is it like a sealant where it's going to protect it, maybe extend the life of it a little bit? I think in that regards it might make sense too.
Yeah, well, anything you put over the top is going to help.
Right.
Personally, I think that it should be done. And a little bit background, and the 35 was without, like you said, without painting it. Well, without painting the entire court, just the lines. And that was prior to us trying to keep the cost low because we didn't at the time have access to the LOSIP money. But once that came, the project then went much higher. I mean, John's put in a fence, they put in a walkway. It's just gone from 35 to like 77, I think.
77. Right.
Seven, somewhere in that neighborhood. So there is a shortage of the 33 or 36, whatever number that was, because all of it has been used for the fence was horrendous. So John's coming up with some of that money, some of it's LOSIP. But yeah, keeping it or painting it, now that there is funding available, but it would be through our special revenue account, making it look just like the Camp Oakdale courts. I mean, we're trying to get all the bathrooms looking together, all the pavilions looks the same, you know, try and get our courts maybe to look all the same, our signs looking the same. I mean, that would be an argument I would have. Personally, I think when they do put the asphalt down, the last coat, I should say, they're probably going to put some kind of sealant on it anyway, but it would be black. But if it's, you know, put some green paint down and he's going to pay for the labor, I don't have a problem with that.
That's
but I do think
deal.
That the sponsorship thing is something that the mayor may want to bring to the council because it's going to be more permanent rather than a sign you can take off. I mean, I guess we could paint over it at some point. But a sign you can always take down if, you know, they stop sponsoring whatever the case may be. So
that's how it was done.
Yeah, so I know John's been out, but have they indicated, are they repaved, are they going
to
redo those courts down at Desjardins, because they did a terrible job, and I know this.
Yeah, they're not finished with it. I think that's just the rough coat. Because at John, I came back and John was gone, so, and his cell service has not been good.
And I to answer your question, I did specifically ask John if there was any other sealer being put on, and the answer was no. So we can vote on this two ways. One, to appropriate all the money so we don't have a logo, or one, to appropriate the money and let them put a logo. So I just as soon only do one vote. What is everybody's thoughts on that?
My opinion, we don't need a logo. I don't think it's that much of the labor cost in the overall scheme of the whole project. I don't think it's that much more.
So you want me to come up with a motion to fund the whole thing?
I'm kind of leaning that way. I don't think we need the logo of the company on there. I think
if the funding could be found to do it without the logo,
it would come out of our special revenue account. Yeah. Out of that $61,000 we have.
I think it'd be better not putting a logo down.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Not putting the logo down. Don't, like, just pay for it.
All right, so why don't I...
Is there any kind of warranty that how long this paint's going to last? There isn't?
No.
They won't give you any kind of...
No, so it's a maintenance item for the town crew, too. So.
Well, but pavement alone is going to be a maintenance item anyway.
Pete, do you recall the town crew ever painting the existing courts?
No, they usually contract that out. It's just
so that you think they've been painted
paint. Yeah.
Since they were put
yeah.
down.
Where the paint wears out, of course, is in the 3-second lane, because that's where all the action is. So it'll wear out, you know, and it's like a tennis court. It's on the baseline or up near the net. So there are the spots, just like a field where the grass, you know, where the goalie stands or where the kid stands
and
digs a hole.
And to be fair, I think John was supportive of painting those courts down at the Jardins. So let me do this. Like to make a motion to authorize up to $5,000 to paint the new basketball courts down at the Jardins Park.
The same as Camp Oakdale's colors and same scheme?
So yes. They have uniformity?
Same.
Yes. So so let me start again.
Maria gives a look.
I like getting the look. Make a motion
to
authorize up to $5,000 to paint the basketball courts at the Jardins Park the same colors as the basketball courts at Camp Oakdale.
I second it.
You have to.
Wait, Chief, hold on.
From where?
Do you want to say that you're taking that money out of the special revenue in your motion?
Yes. Do you want to make the motion, Mr. Beaupre?
Oh, I'm helping you.
I know I wrote it right here. I'm just not reading it. Okay, I would like to make a motion to authorize up to $5,000 out of the Recreation Special Program Fund 079 for the purpose of painting the basketball courts at Desjardins Park the same colors as the basketball courts at Camp Oakdale.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Do we need a voice vote on this? Can you do a voice vote for me, Gloria?
It's money.
Roll call, please. Yes.
I vote yes.
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 Commissioner Beaupre.
Yes.
Commissioner Strong.
Opposed. Okay, motion passed. Okay, Camp Oakdale basketball court replacement. I drove by there today. They haven't painted yet. Do you get any idea yet when they're going to finish those up?
They're going to need warmer weather.
And that's about all that's got to be done up there. Yeah, I've been up there a few times, and there's been kids playing whenever the weather's nice, so it'll be good. Okay, Camp Oakdale Trail Map. What's the latest you know on that, Pete?
They just forwarded me that this afternoon. I haven't had a chance to look at it, and I just tried to forward it to you folks, but it's not working on the phone, so I'm not sure why, but I'll get it to you tomorrow morning. He did have a couple of questions that he posed in his email. One was the QR code. He's not sure that is a direct link to our website or to the trail map. And it looks to me as though it's probably just our website and not necessarily the actual map that you can download right on your phone. And then he had questions about the numbers on the fields and their accuracy, whether they're correct or not. So we'll take a look at that when I
if you could fix those.
Yeah,
and I think that was the intent when it was brought up at our last meeting, was for the barcode to call up this map.
Yeah.
So, and that was up in the left hand area. There was some kind of empty space over there. Maybe put that over there, and then maybe put the contact information for the recreation department over there also.
Yeah, I did notice previously, before he tweaked it, there were a couple of trails that didn't have the distance on them.
There was a couple trails that weren't named and didn't have the distance on them. We had redlined that.
Right.
That we'd like to, even if you call it the Orange Trail, I would hope they have distances on them. If not, should be able to.
Where did you get the distances? Because I was away.
No, some of them were question marks. We didn't know some of the distances.
Gotcha.
I would imagine we've got a foot counter somewhere.
Yes, I've used it many times.
I can get you a wheel.
And the other thing that might be a little confusing is that, the map shows the road. And at one point in time, there was multiple places in the parking lot you could enter the parking lot. Multiple places along the road you could enter the parking lot. We've blocked that off now. So I think what we talked about seeing is we'd almost like that road to almost disappear off the map and just be called a walking path or something. Show the main entrance. Show the main entrance coming in and going into the parking lot, and then the rest of that road shouldn't really be shown. We don't want to promote that as a...
Not show it as a road.
Something
else.
Yeah, because eventually if we get the other trail built inside of the park,
that'll be part of a trail. Correct. In a perfect world, we move that... Just make it disappear, actually.
Pedestrian.
I think that's what we wrote on there. So, on that last red line. Yeah, I had just... taking those out, and then at the rest, somebody on the commission said we should just call that a pedestrian path. We'll just kind of stop it here.
Yeah.
So, if you can work with CLA on that. And then, we certainly would like to see, take another look at this before it gets published.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Job description committee. So based on some discussions at the last meeting, the job description committee is going to be disbanded. It's not really a function of this commission to write town's job descriptions. So the mayor, HR, and the recreation director can figure those out. Next thing, the website improvement. Basically the same thing. We can point out things like our website is terrible, hasn't changed.
Difficult to navigate.
We can offer some suggestions, but as far as us doing any more than that, we have no say in that matter. So it'll be up to the mayor, the IT department, and the recreation director to make any changes to the website improvement, to the website. You know, now I have noticed, I think Eva's been working a little bit on web tracks and the software update, and I know I like how some of the new stuff's looking. I know she's still working on it.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago we migrated to a cloud-based, and IT and myself spent a couple hours yesterday with our contractor going over most of the financial, the way that's going to work with the credit cards and machines for us, because at some point probably in the fall, U Services is going to jump on board and use the same software and the website as well, so they'll be able to take payments with credit cards, debit cards, or online. They've been looking at that for a couple of years, so they decided to join up with us, so we'll need new ETS car machines, which should be here, and we should be up and operating somewhere around May 1st with the new system.
Okay. So, like I said, we can point out things that we don't like or whatever, but that'll be it. Carnival committee update. Do you want to speak to that?
I think you were there. She's going to get a balloon person, right?
What's that?
She's going to hire, we're trying to find someone to make the balloon things.
Oh, yes, balloon animals.
Yeah. I think most of the food trucks are booked. I think there's like five or six.
Six, I believe.
Six food trucks. And then I'm looking at getting one. And we have fireworks.
Fireworks are, contract is all good. They'll be, of course, it's going to cost a little more because of the increase in the tariffs. Darn it. But basically the same show, which all the feedback we've gotten from the public over the last couple of years has been a fantastic show. So I guess we can continue doing that. The only question I have, which is for the high school, is how far along construction are they going to be on the track and turf field? I mean, last year we had firemen out there with extinguishers in case there was a spark that had flown over there, and we didn't want to light the place on fire, but I'm not sure what their schedule is for getting that in. Maybe
May 21st is the start.
It's going to be. Oh, that's when they're starting construction, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to go through August.
Through August, yeah.
The middle of August, they're supposed to.
I can't imagine they'll have anything down at that point.
I think there'll be more destruction at that point in time.
Leveling it out, then, and putting. I don't know if they're going
to
use irrigation.
I don't know if they're doing much to the field. I think that they're doing a lot to the track.
Yeah.
I think the field base is not.
The base
is
good. They're just replacing the material.
They might just have to make sure the drainage is still good and see if any improvements. I don't think they'll know until they open it.
Yeah, so I don't think the fireworks will be that much of an impact on them, but
that's about it for that meeting. It was pretty much set. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking like we might get another food truck for one day. It's just
right. Did you need a cost for a one day truck?
He thinks it's $100, so I emailed them saying it's $100 for one day.
Yeah, and I did get an email. We did get Robin's Ice Cream as another food vendor to replace the jumping cow. And then she has a second truck as well, because Robin used to go to the high school on the fireworks and make the rounds the high school for everybody that was watching from up there. So she has a second truck that will do that on firework night. And if she can't, there's another one that I have contacted just in case.
In general, I think the carnival's in pretty good shape.
Yep.
Yes.
not really hurting for anything, you know, you'll probably have to pull.
I think the biggest thing is that we want to have a table. I think if she gets a balloon guy, a table that has, like, stuff that we offer or direct.
Yeah, we
like
want to.
Static stuff, location,
yeah. Stack of flyers and stuff.
Right. We want to find a better location and do a better job of having a recreation apartment.
Table.
And.
Yeah.
But she said there's always a line with the balloon, the guy who makes the balloon, so it'd be good to be by that table so that the parents will be there and you can. That's what I was thinking.
I did yesterday get the site plan from the Carnival Ride Company, and it was left a little something to desire, in my opinion, but.
There's a lot of circles.
Yeah.
What if you had, like, you're planning, like, for the camp map to have the QR code that pulls it up? You could do the same thing with all the carnival information, map of the layout. I mean, does that make sense rather than having a bunch of paper flyers people are trying to throw on the ground or throw away?
You know, we don't really have a map of the carnival. Yeah. He sent us basically a what do you call it, a Google Maps picture, and he drew circles, you know.
He's going to put rides.
He's going to put, it didn't really have much more than that.
Change it.
But you could still put, you know, a square on there and say this is where.
So, you know what, we could, but, I mean, if you wanted to, maybe we could get. What's her name's husband to bring his
drone
down.
Drone, yeah.
Take a picture of it, and then it's possible.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, in general, that's kind of what we're trying to do. We're trying to do a lot more than we've done.
I think a QR code would be better. Yeah. Like, you just have those posted around, even like on the ticket booth.
What are you talking about? We're talking about Park and Rec, like what we offer, so they should have, like, a QR code for stuff that we offer, like the.
No.
Or just in general, I mean, everything. Oh, you mean Parks and Rec?
Yeah, we're going to have a table that has.
I gotcha.
Promote
all the programs.
With all the programs, yeah. That's gotcha.
But you
that's
can still have that on the.
You can still, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That might be a better. A QR code might be some less
paper.
So that people know what they are.
Because they could also say here are the times of the carnival. Sunday is the discount day. Fireworks at 9:30. Saturday, the schedule. And
just list the whole program right on it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
From start to finish.
Yep.
Okay. Community Center Building Committee update. There's not really any much of an update. I think what's holding it up right now is they haven't been able to find anybody from the public.
Kate was supposed to go back to the council and ask, because I think it was John Chase asked, or somebody asked at the last meeting, no one from the public wanted to step up and come on to the committee. It was asked, and the question came up with, I think there's some people that are interesting here on the POX commission, and she didn't know if that could be done.
Yeah. But so the mayor actually sent me an email, kind of trying to figure out if there would be some interest from this commission to add members, and I just went back to the mayor and said it's really a town council decision. They're the ones that made up the makeup
and
of
I
this
know
committee.
Kate's on vacation, but she said she was supposed to come back with some kind of. She was going to present it to him at the last meeting, and I believe she's on vacation.
Yeah,
so we don't know. I mean, we're 8-9 months since we finished up our work, and nothing's really moved forward with this. So we'll keep plugging at it. Maybe if the town council changes the makeup, we'll maybe get this thing moving. Maybe reduce the number of people involved. I don't know. So. Okay. New business. The Parks and Rec Commission. The Parks and Rec Commission hereby resolves to authorize up to $5,000 from the Recreation Special Program Fund 079 for the purpose of painting the interior, exterior, and doors of the soccer field and football field bathrooms.
The paint them a nice blue.
Then you'll get to say, so moved, right? Has to be seconded, somebody second it.
I'll second it.
Okay, discussion. Public Works reached out to us. We've been doing a lot of improvements at our facilities. I guess they've been, they like how the bathrooms turned out at the pavilion. The bathrooms in these two areas need some work. So they got a price to paint the inside and outside and the doors. Be a little bit under $5,000. And wanted to see if we would help or actually fund this endeavor.
It's kind of what we've been wanting to do, right? Kind of been, this is the thing we've been wanting to do.
Absolutely.
Kind of get things, you know, yep, in line and look at.
They'll end up being the outside will be painted the same color as.
Yep. The colors are all going to be the same as.
Yes.
The, okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They probably even have some left over.
We, if you remember a couple months ago, they're going to be redoing the, they call it the soccer shed, I think. We authorized some funding on to do the roof, and that's going to be painted the same color, so. Any further discussion?
No.
All right, can we do a roll call vote?
Mr. Strong?
Approved.
Mr. Beaupre?
Approved.
Yes.
Approve.
Mr. Barlow?
Yes.
Mr. Schubert?
Favor.
Mr. Plakis?
Yes.
All right, motion carried. So you'll let John know both of those for him? Thanks. All right, communications. Just had a letter from one of our instructors just identifying that she didn't get paid in a timely manner. There's not a lot we can do about it. I just wanted to make this commission aware of that. I mean, I think all of us, you know, want our vendors to get paid in accordance with the town's policies. I don't know if any, I included the letter here for you if you wanted to read it. You know, my understanding is that, you know, a mistake was made and the invoice for these services was not passed to the finance department in a timely manner. And when it did get passed, I don't think the town made any kind of effort to, you know, try to get a check cut in a special, you know, hurry up kind of manner. I believe the instructor off wanted to come pick the check up and never got a response to that. Make a long story short, it got mailed, and they did finally get a check. You know, I don't know, maybe a couple weeks late. So that's all. Wanted to make everybody aware. Hopefully that, again, we don't have much say in that, but I wanted the commission to be aware that there was a problem paying one of our vendors. Any questions about that? Okay, remarks from the public. Commissioner, Town Council Liaison Southern is not here. Remarks from Recreation Director Bushway.
Not a lot. Most of the stuff is in the newsletter that's going on. Next couple of weeks will be quite a few interviews. Next week and the week after are more of the college students once they're out of school. This week it's high school kids
month
coming most part, it's their first job they've ever had. So they're obviously fairly inexperienced. I know that I only need 5 or 6 kids out of 22. We're going to be real fortunate that we have so many kids coming back. This tile is a struggle for us. That location is just not real conducive to our camp as opposed to the high school. But again, take what you can get.
Yeah, is the writing on the wall that Jim might not be able to ever go back to the high school?
Yeah.
I'm seeing, that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, I think I'm not sure they really enjoyed having us there. Even though we don't do any damage, we're just in the gym, the cafeteria, the auditorium, and even the fields. Their summer school is at the other end of the building. It's not an issue for them.
I mean, they might have to get through a year of the coaching, the summer coaching that's going on now.
That was the explanation.
Correct.
The teams could practice anytime during the day in the gym or on the fields. I'm like, fine, if they're going to practice for 2 hours in the gym, I just don't use the gym for those 2 hours.
Right.
It's just the space that is needed.
All right. Thanks, Pete. Remarks from the commissioners. John?
I have none.
I have none.
I have none.
I'm all set.
I'm all set also. All right. Motion to adjourn at 7:20.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Finally did it right, Gloria. Finally.